Track 11.
Norman.
Probably what defines me most is the background where I grew up. I grew up in the southwest corner of Germany, and I spent most of my childhood there, and the language and people around there have defined most of what I consider is important to me at the moment. What has also had a great influence on me was my stay in other countries, for example, to the United States or the UK. And what has happened is that I have adopted some of the values and experiences that I had interacting with other people in these countries.
Olga.
I would say my family defines me a lot because I'm looking after two small children now and life is centered a lot on them rather than on myself, which is something quite different from when you're young and when you're just thinking about your own prospects in life. I think that says a lot about my identity at the moment.
Liam.
I think of my identity partly in terms of my friends and people around me. I like to be around people who I find fun and entertaining and interesting, people who like books and music and ideas, debate, that kind of thing. And so I suppose I like to think that I'm reflected in the people that I like and the people that I get on with. I like to see myself as a traveller, I suppose, as someone who can adapt to different cultures. I've lived in France and I've lived in Vietnam. I spend a lot of time around Italian people. So I think I'm probably largely a product of where I come from, but I like to think that I can adapt to other cultural situations as well.
Jane.
When I was younger, I really didn't know who I was or what really defined me. But I think now what defines me is probably my job and my friends. I need to feel part of a close circuit of friends and a close set of friends. I see myself as a happy person, a fun-loving person, somebody who loves their job and also loves the social aspect of life as well.